the inscriptions give us the name of King Den, and between him and the enemy are the chilling words, "They shall not exist." This other is going to be obliterated. Who he is, we don't know, but to the right of the label is an inscription which reads, "The first occasion of smiting the East." And as the sandy ground beneath the figures rises to the right-hand side, it's been suggested that the enemy comes from the East, from Sinai. All the tricks of savage political propaganda are already here. The ruler, calm and victorious, the alien, misshapen, defeated enemy. The area that this Egyptian state was able to coerce and control is staggering. At its height, it included virtually all the Nile Valley from the Delta to what is modern Sudan, as well as a huge area to the east, up to the borders of Sinai. We asked archaeologist Toby Wilkinson what state building on this scale required.
Well, obviously, this is an early period in Egypt's history when the nation is still being consolidated, not so much territorially as ideologically and psychologically. And the king and his advisers are looking for ways to reinforce Egypt's sense of its own nationhood and support for their regime. And I think they realised, as world leaders have realised throughout history, that nothing binds a nation and a people together quite so effectively as a foreign war against a common enemy, whether that enemy is real or manufactured.